Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, internet, and welcome to this edition of Key Zeit Pie. Wow, can't wait for tomorrow. That's key lime. That's a play on key lime pie. I'm thinking pies. I'm Miles, and I'm thinking I'm joined by Becca Ramos, the producer.
Hello, hello,
hello.
If you hear any strange noises, I apologize. I am home for the holidays.
What do you mean? What do you think we're going to hear?
I don't know. I keep hearing in my mic my parents talking and my dog. So
no, you're good. You're all right. You're all right.
You're the Ramos household, you know?
Hey, look, it's the home is alive. Are you liking being home?
Nice. You know, it's home.
But you see your family pretty frequently, right? I feel like
for someone who lives out of state, I feel like I see them more than I ever thought I would see them living out of state.
Well, I'm sure as people in your community get older and married and stuff, I'm sure that brings you back for stuff.
Yeah, and it's like when you start making a reasonable amount of money instead of a paycheck to paycheck amount of money, you know, you can like give your parents a couple more trips a year type of thing.
Wow. So throw some scraps at them. Yeah, you could look at my face a little bit longer.
You know, well, I just remember my first, or I think my second year, I was living out of state. So when I was like 23 and I was in Portland, it was Thanksgiving. And I had to have a tough conversation with my parents and be like, if you guys don't pay for this flight.
Oh, that one?
You're either going to see me for Thanksgiving or for Christmas. Make a choice. And my parents were like, Christmas. And I was like, okay, bye. Not seeing you for Thanksgiving. And I had a lovely Thanksgiving in Portland. My Portland community really took me in. And I was like, you know, maybe this is kind of lit. But then apparently I got a call from my father like a couple days later and was like, don't you ever not come home for Thanksgiving again. This was a nightmare. Your mother cried the entire day and was like, where is my daughter? And I said, this is your fault. You knew what the stakes were. Yeah. I simply was not making enough money to pay my rent, let alone buy two flights to come home for the holidays.
Come on. Not an attack against you. This is the economy, man. Look what y'all did to us.
So I'm like, you know, you don't have a mortgage anymore. You could have paid for that flight if you really wanted me home. And then they learned a lesson. And they said, by any means necessary, we will figure it out between the two of us, your parents, or us, your parents, and me, Becca, how we're going to get you home for the holidays. So,
boom.
I like that. Get on your Malcolm X. By any means on whenever there's a drought. Get your umbrellas out because that's when I brainstorm. Okay. That's from public service announcement from the Black Album. But let's talk about what's trending. First up, Fauci. Dr. Anthony Fauci. The person a lot of people got some weird parasocial relationships with at the heights of the pandemic. Notice we are still in a pandemic. He is leaving. And I guess like, you know, he was just like, yo, Fauci out. He said, quote, maybe the final message I give you from this podium is that please, for your own safety, for that of your family, get your updated COVID-19 shot as soon as you're eligible, fam. It's not a joke. It's not a joke. Yeah, please get that shot. Although,
honestly, like, it does work, not to be on a soapbox that we've been on for the past, you know, almost 3 years, but I was just at my best friend from growing up's wedding and a bunch of people got sick. Per weddings tending to be super spreader events, you know, I know, and I did not get sick. A lot of the wedding party got COVID or the flu, and I got my double boosty and flu shot at the same time.
And you got the Bivisi too, the updated, the new?
Yes, I got that new COVID shot and the flu shot on the same day, and that shit said, I was not sick. So.
Good for you. I mean, look, we never know because then it's not meant to prevent infection in the first place.
Yes.
And you could just have the lit immune system. We don't know, you know, because you had COVID earlier.
Hopefully.
I had it. I came down with it. Finally, it's coming for everybody. But I mean, on the other side of the aisle, the Republicans are like, oh, he thinks he's leaving. Just wait. He'll be back real soon because we want to talk to him. We'll never forget what he did to us by explaining science out loud in the midst of a pandemic when we were dealing with a virus we knew nothing about. So yeah, there's that. It is what it is. And then like someone tried to ask like from the Daily Call or some right wing shit. That's like, what about the origins of the COVID? Like, no, we're not doing that. Next. What else is Naomi Biden is trending. And I said, oh, is this a sick collab? Could it be?
Imagine. Incredible.
That Queen Naomi Campbell and Joe Byron are doing something together. No, that's just his granddaughter's name. honestly, my first thought was something going on with Naomi Campbell.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know why.
Kind of a lit name for his granddaughter, but you know.
Yeah. Like in a way, I'm like also looking at that like sideways. I'm like, Naomi Biden?
Yeah.
What about Naomi Campbell? but anyway, people are so interested in her wedding at the White House. It's trending a lot. Cause a lot of like discourse around like the press, the White House press especially, they feel aggrieved that they were not able to cover the wedding. They're like, the White House is a public space paid for by the Americans, like blah, blah, blah. Like their whole logic was like, it's a public, like it's the property of the United States people. And we cover all matters of goings on in that building. We don't know why we were kept out of there. It seems shady as shit. I don't know.
Which
I don't
is
care.
Silly because as someone who's like visited the White House on a couple of occasions because my ex's family like worked with the Biden administration during
you can
the
just
Obama
say,
years.
Right.
So I got in.
You dated Eric Holder's son.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you know.
Former attorney general.
just kidding. But it's very hard. Yes, it's a public space, but that shit is blocked the fuck off. And you can't get in without like a lot of credentials and things and private event passes and all sorts of stuff. And you have to go through rigorous like ID testing. Like it's a public space in the sense that it is an American landmark, but it is not a public space. You can't
just go into
the White House. And also it's so goofy that anybody cares because they're acting like, oh my God, Biden's using his privilege to have a wedding at the White House. There have been 19 weddings at the White House. He is by far not the first person or the last to have a wedding at the White House.
Yeah. And then if you saw Vogue, I mean, that's the other reason it's trending is because Vogue, guess who was up in that wedding? Fucking Vogue. Okay. And now a lot of the White House people like it really sounds like there's a lot of reporters who like, I get the sort of broader argument that because it's not like you went to a private hotel, like a privately owned business. But like, because it's like meant as like a symbol of the U.S., like we should also be able to cover that because like it's part of the history of this building. Don't worry, Vogue already did that. But I think there's a lot of people feeling definitely in their feelings about that happening. And I think also probably just want to be like near fucking Hunter Biden probably and be able to be up in and be like, let me tell you when I was. Anyway, Naomi Biden. Cool
Congrats.
Name. But there's only one Naomi, unfortunately.
There's only
great
one
eyebrows,
Naomi
though. You
matters.
Got great eyebrows, Naomi. Love the eyebrows.
But she looked beautiful. Her dress was embodiment of like Grace Kelly. That was like the vibe.
Yeah, that like high collar. That should look, very classy.
It was designed by Ralph Lauren, which like I think she's had other dresses done by Ralph Lauren, like she did for the inaugural ceremony. And she sat front row during Fashion Week for him. So they have like a working relationship. But it was a very beautiful, I mean, from the photos from Vogue, it looked gorgeous. I'm excited to see it.
Go
I'm
ahead.
Glad that the
Get
photos
married.
Are captured by Vogue.
Yo,
Thank you.
And you know what? You're lucky that you got your grandpa to do some real scumbag shit to be like, what baby? I want my wedding. All right. Yeah, we get married at the White House. Go ahead. Go ahead. I mean, what? That's like, what the fuck? I mean, do whatever the fuck you're going to do. Like, if I was the fucking president. Oh,
I mean,
my God.
Linda Bird Johnson, daughter of President Lyndon B. Johnson, was also married at the White House. Like, it's not.
And
new.
I think the beef was that the press corps was allowed to cover that wedding.
Yeah. Okay.
I think that's the big thing is like, there's president, Mr. President.
Goofy.
But it ain't. Whatever. We just beef over there. We got real problems. Like Kim Jong Un. Okay. The other thing that's trending because there's a lot of attention on him because he brought his little daughter out at like a, you know, a nice intercontinental ballistic missile testing and comes out holding hands with this little girl, look just like her daddy. Like they don't know how old she is. Like they think she's 10 or 12 years old. But really like the observers are like, oh shit, he bringing her out because he's trying to, it basically signaling this is who's next. It's not my sister. It is my
Crazy.
Daughter. Who
I wonder how his sister feels.
I know. Cause like,
she's like, I've been working my whole life for this.
She's been on the come up too. I mean, it might be some Targaryen shit. I don't know. Like, do whatever you got to do. But the funny thing is, no one knows his daughter's name except for potentially Dennis Rodman.
Wild.
Who said he held her when he went to North Korea in 2013. When, like, that like, whole shit. I remember, like, Kim Jong-un was like, yo, dude, come through. I fuck with the Bulls. I love you, bro. And he said her name was Ju-Ai. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, but it's J-U-A-E. And we got that from Dennis Rodman. Yeah, so, I mean, I'm sure you remember the first time you went on a trip with your daddy and he took you to see an intercontinental ballistic missile.
Oh, you know, just casual things.
Yeah. I mean, look at that. So, you know, his sister, like, I know you were doing a lot of work. I remember you were doing a lot of work, but Yo Jong, I believe. So we'll see what happens there. But good luck to you. And I don't know if you know much about your dad, but how do you learn about your dad? Like, do you think like in a despotic environment like that, like they know, right? Because they're like, man, why are those people fucking like starving and shit? And we're over here doing all that. And I'm sure on some level they'll say, because we're special. But like, do you think she'll ever be like, man, my dad kind of was bad?
I don't know, because I feel like you could say the same about like the royal family almost, right? Like with like,
right,
like
but because
Will's
it's
kids?
So hermetically sealed. That's my thing is like the information, the way information
I guess,
moves
there.
Yeah,
in Korea specifically, it is so like information.
Yeah, North
gap.
Korea, like you're getting TV shows off like jump drives and stuff that like people are trying to smuggle in.
Yeah. I'm sure it's wild because when they grow up, they don't think anything is potentially wrong also because they've been so, you know, because Kim Jong-un has such a control over the media that they're like, I only see this one version of the media. I don't even see the dang people because like my dad doesn't want me to see the dying people.
I just wish my dad was powerful like Kim Jong-un and I could threaten countries with nuclear war. I think that's what I'm mad at. I'm like, because that's like a schoolyard flex too.
Yeah.
He's like, yo, my dad's a fucking lawyer or whatever. And like, and my dad will fucking have your whole fucking family disappeared because we live in a despotic regime. Anyway, I have a lot of unresolved stuff with my dad that I'm working on. But you know what? I'm going to this modern knight thing, K-N-I-G-H-T, to kind of work on my masculinity. You'll hear more about that tomorrow on the episode. Let's take a quick break and we're going to be right back.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher. I'm so excited to tell you about the brand new series of The Girlfriends. In season 1, we told you about the murder of Gail Katz at the hands of my ex-boyfriend, Bob. At one point, a woman's torso washed up on Staten Island and was misidentified as Gail. She spent 9 years in Gail's grave, and then she just disappeared.
It's almost like it's become this moral obligation to find her.
And that's what we're going to do. Find this missing girlfriend and tell her story. With the help of some of your favorite girlfriends from season 1, like my producer, Anna.
Oh my God.
My friend, Dr. Mindy Shapiro.
Hi, it's Dr. Shapiro, and I'd like to speak with the deputy medical examiner.
And of course, Gail's sister, Elaine Katz.
Having no closure, it kills you.
Join us as we try to solve a 35-year-old cold case. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be one hell of a ride.
What?
I can't believe this.
Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back. And Glorify is trending. Not like glorify his name. No, Glorify, like finance.
Like SoFi.
Yes. And guess what? It's not trending for a good reason. And this was, first of all, not a bank, as they were constantly saying when they came out. Or like, they were saying that in like the fine print. Although they were like, yeah, we're like a bank. But then like, we're absolutely not a fucking bank. This is a financial technology. And please read the writing on the wall, because our main spokesperson is Candace Owens.
Big yikes. Big yikes.
Their shit fell apart. Their website's like down. It completely has caved. They were basically presenting themselves as like this like fucking culture war bank that you could use. Quote, a financial institution that allowed one to be, quote, free to celebrate your love of God and country without fear of cancellation. Their whole website had really like nothing about finance.
you know, like, hey, check out this APR, like, whatever. Like, you want to know about our rates?
It's like as if church gave out a credit card.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And they're like, interest? You mean in the Lord and your salvation? Because that's the only interest we're talking about here. Their About Us section on their website said, it just said that there's a section that said, our Bill of Rights is non-negotiable. Okay. And another one is, we are one nation under God.
Indivisible.
Yes.
Liberty.
With liberty and janky credit cards for all. So yeah, it basically, they're like, we're going to have checkings and savings accounts, some credit cards, maybe do some mortgages and stuff. But to do that, you usually have to invite enough people to bring their money to your bank. So you hold it for
them.
So you kind of do stuff like that. Unfortunately, they were so fucking just focused on like the whole like own the libs bullshit.
They didn't know how to run a bank?
No, they didn't know how to run anything. And they're like, man, I don't know. Maybe people will be stupid enough that they're going to be like, oh, Candace Owens card? Good, good. I want to do money there. So I don't know what the fuck happened to everybody there, but it went down in flames. So we'd like to do a little crip walk on that grave every now and then. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I wish there was more to say, but it fell apart very predictably.
I mean, a lot of digital bank stuff is like kind of scary. You have to do a lot of vetting. It's like, ugh, I don't want to believe in old school banks, but they do have
that credit
trust.
Unions.
Yeah.
Credit
if
union.
You have access to a credit union, definitely.
Anyone. Anybody can join a credit union.
Really? I don't know where one is in New York City.
Yeah.
My parents are part of credit union here. in the burbs.
Hey, and they're not going to be sending your money to be doing, you know, fucking earth fucker shit or whatever these big banks
I gotta look into that in New York.
Yeah. Well, I don't know where you're going to find any kind of financial information.
Exactly.
Speaking of information, Sinbad. I think I knew he had a stroke 2 years ago, but it was just sort of nothing was reported after that. And it's been radio silence for 2 years. His family has just emerged and said, hey, just want to update you it like really quick. Sinbad, like he's still having trouble like walking, but like we're like on the road to recovery for that kind of thing. We have like a website you can check out if you want to check up on him. And I was like, oh no, I loved Sinbad. He was one of my favorite child safe comedians.
Well, prayers out to him, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
what do you know about Sinbad, young lady? What you know about Sinbad?
Like comedy.
Oh, okay.
And I like the history of comedy. So I have listened or watched, you know, we're an audio medium at this point right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Sinbad's comedy, among many things. I've been also like a lifelong SNL watcher, which I'm sure is not new for many people, but comedy was very prevalent in my home growing up. So all sorts of comedy.
Yeah. Strokes, people in my family have had them and it can be very debilitating and it can't be easy recovering. So Sinbad, please get well. We're looking for you. I want to laugh at you unless you got canceled. I don't even know anymore. Like,
we don't know.
You'll be like, yo, man, you don't know about us. But I'm fairly certain he's a upstanding human being. Which is why his comedy was so like relatable. He wasn't on some like edgelord shit.
Yeah.
Let's see. Oh, and finally, it's beef, Becca. I don't know if you know about this, but when fucking Henry Winkler sees Tom Cruise, it's fucking
ugly.
Wait,
isn't it Tom Hanks?
I mean Tom Hanks. You're right. I like saying Tom. Man, that would be way better. Henry
that
Winkler fucking
really
up Tom
funny.
Cruise on site.
Different worlds.
What I mean. Tom Hanks and Henry Winkler have a beef. So Henry Winkler was on Watch What Happens Live. And I mean, you got to know, Andy Cohen don't give a fuck. Like when he's out there, they're going to put you to the sword on some gotcha shit. And apparently Tom Hanks and Henry Winkler have a beef that is almost as old as I am. And I had no idea. So this person calls in with a question and they read their question off. They're like, hey, so like, you know, I heard that you were on the set of Turner and Hooch. And, you know, then suddenly, like, maybe you had some kind of beef with Tom Hanks, like, and we've heard something about it. Can you tell us what happened? And he basically goes on to be like, well, you know, I was directing for like 12 days. And then Jeff Katzenberg calls me into his office and he's like, hey, man, you're done. Like, you're not doing this anymore. And then people are like, oh, so like, what was going on with you, Tom Hanks? And they're like, so what was it like being on set? He was like, you know, I got to say, I love the dog and kept doing that. Not saying Tom Hanks, not being like shadier than just not acknowledging him, but really spent a lot of energy not acknowledging.
It was spicy. And you know what? Henry Winkler was my first ever celebrity sighting as like a conscious adult. Like I saw him in the Houston airport, the Bush Intercontinental Houston airport going to California. So, you know, it was fun, but that is funny to me because those are two people that I just can't imagine beefing in for what.
Yeah. Well, they're like the kind of beef or like the most active it'll be will be like two men trying to not make eye contact in the aisle of a grocery store.
Yeah.
Where it's like, oh, you coming this way? I'm going to pretend I'm looking at this shit right here to just kind of get out the way because I'm not.
It's like, oh, hey.
Yeah. I'm going to be like, yeah, no, I'm actually looking at this cornmeal over here.
It's like, I didn't see you there.
Crazy. Yeah. Like, I feel like they would just ignore the fuck out of each other. Although, look, Henry, if you want to get on your Fonz OG, like, put that leather coat back on.
Let's do it. Let's see.
I mean, like I said, Henry, your stock is going up. Tom Hanks? Yeah, I don't know. It's not, I mean, like, it people like
Chet
him,
Hanks
but...
Chet Hanks takes away from Tom Hanks every day.
Oh, man. Hey, come on. No, I wasn't saying that. If anything, Chet Hanks made Tom Hanks cooler to me. I'm like, wow, you raised that cool-ass son? You must be a cool dad.
Who loves black women.
Yeah, man. In like a not weird, problematic way that maybe he needs to interrogate a little bit. I don't know, but it looked like he loved cocaine.
White
allegedly.
Boy summer, guys.
Yo, white boy summer. God.
Never forget.
No, I will. And actually, never remember. This should be the mantra for that one. Anyway, thank you, Becca, for joining me. Enjoy the rest of your weeks, y'all. We're going to have a new episode tomorrow. And we'll be back a few days later, you know, because we also like to celebrate times to be with our families. So if you would give us that little bit of respite, we would greatly appreciate it. And we'll be back to give you more next week. But anyway, yeah,
fuck enjoy the programs, but eat good food, enjoy your families, donate to, you know, a Native American foundation if you can, and, you know, have a great weekend, y'all.
Yeah, exactly. And get those shots, you know, get inoculated because, like I said, the pandemic is not over.
It is just not over.
It's just that the, like, all the media just is messaging to people it's over. It's not. Anyway, take care of yourselves and we'll see you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.